Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. Senator Gary Peters is renewing a bipartisan effort in Washington aimed at addressing the connection between animal cruelty and violent crime. Peters, along North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, has reintroduced the Avert Future Violence Act. The legislation would direct the U.S. Department of Justice to study how animal abuse may be linked to future acts of violence, including domestic abuse and gun-related crimes. The proposal includes a $2 million annual grant program designed to help law enforcement agencies, mental health professionals, and animal welfare organizations improve prevention efforts and rehabilitation programs for offenders. Supporters of the bill point to research showing people accused of animal abuse are more likely to commit other crimes later in life. Peter says better data and stronger intervention programs could help communities identify warning signs earlier and prevent future violence. And a 75-year-old woman is recovering after gunfire struck a home in Buena Vista Township early Saturday morning. Police say shots were fired around 1:30 a.m. at a residence on Whittier Street. Investigators say three rounds hit the home, with bullets traveling through a wall and a window. One of the bullets struck the woman in the shoulder. She was treated at a local hospital and was reported to be recovering as of Monday. Two teenage boys were also inside the home at the time, but neither was hurt. A Michigan State Police canine team searched the surrounding area following the shooting, but no suspects were located. The investigation remains active. And AAA is once again rolling out its Tow-to-Go program for the Memorial Day holiday weekend across Michigan. The free service is aimed at preventing impaired driving by offering motorists and their vehicles a ride to a safe destination within 10 miles. The emergency transportation option begins at 6 p.m. Friday, May 22nd, and runs through 6 a.m. Tuesday, May 26th. AAA says the program is intended as a backup plan for drivers who find themselves without a sober ride home and cannot be booked ahead of time. Officials continue to encourage people to make transportation arrangements before celebrating. When we come back after this Farmers Insurance Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, a new push in the Michigan legislature is reigniting debate over physician-assisted suicide. A package of bills introduced by Democratic lawmakers would allow mentally competent adults with terminal illnesses to request life-ending medication under specific medical guidelines. Supporters describe the proposal as a death with dignity measure aimed at giving patients more control over end-of-life decisions and reducing suffering. The legislation is drawing strong opposition from groups including Right to Life of Michigan, which argues the bill could put vulnerable patients at risk and change the role of healthcare providers, Critics also point to opposition from organizations such as the American Medical Association and the Michigan State Medical Society. Michigan has debated the issue before. In 1998, the state made assisted suicide a felony following years of controversy surrounding assisted suicide advocate Jack Kevorkian. Voters later rejected efforts to legalize the practice statewide. The newly introduced bills now set the stage for another contentious fight in Lansing over end-of-life care and patient rights. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.